April 13, 1922 Triple affirmation of wanting to live in the divine will. The soul who lives in the divine will lives in the womb of the Most Holy Trinity. I was continuing my usual prayers, and my lovable Jesus, surprising me from behind my shoulders, called me by name, telling me, "Louisa, daughter of my will, do you want to live always in my will?" And I, single quote, "Why yes, O Jesus." And he, "But is it really true that you want to live in my will?" And I, "It is really true, my love, nor would I adapt myself to live from another will." And Jesus, "Again, do you say it firmly?" Now, seeing myself confused, almost fearing, I added, "My life, Jesus, you make me fear with these questions. Explain yourself better." "I say it firmly, but always helped by you, and in the strength of your will, which involves me completely, in such a way that I could not do without living in your volition." And he, heaving a sigh of relief, repeated, "How happy I am of your triple affirmation. Do not fear, these are nothing but reassurances, reaffirmations and confirmations, so as to impress in you the triple seal of the will of the three divine persons. You must know that one who lives in my will must rise up high, but so high as to live in the womb of the Most Holy Trinity. Your life and ours must be one. Therefore it is necessary, it is decorous that you know where you are, and with whom you are, that you conform to whatever we do, and that, not by force, but willingly, with love and with full knowledge, you live in our womb now. Do you know what our divine life is?" We amuse ourselves very much in releasing from us new images of ourselves. We are in continuous act of forming our images, so much so, that heaven and earth are filled with our images, their shadows flow everywhere. The sun is our image, and its light is the shadow of ours, which covers all the earth. The heavens are our image, which extend everywhere and carry the shadow of our own immensity. Man is our image, who carries our power, wisdom and love within himself. So, we do nothing other than continuously produce our images, which resemble us. Now, one who must live in our will, living in our womb, must form many other copies of ourselves together with us. She must be with us in our work. She must let copies and shadows of us come out of herself, filling the whole earth and heaven. Now, in creating the first man, we formed him with our hands. And breathing over him, we gave him life. Once we made the first, all the others take origin from the first, and are copies of the first. Our power, flowing through all generations, reproduces his copies. Now, since we constitute you firstborn daughter of our will, it is necessary that you live with us in order to form the first copy of the soul who lives in our will, so that, as she lives in us, she may receive our attitude, and may learn with our power to operate according to our way. Once we have made of you the first copy of the soul who lives in our will, more copies will come. The road of our will is extremely long, it embraces eternity. And as it seems that one has navigated the way, much remains to do and to receive from us in order to learn our ways, and to form the first copy of the soul who lives in our will. This is the greatest work we must do. Therefore we must give you much, and it is appropriate to dispose you much, so that you may receive. This is the reason for my repeated questions. It is to dispose you, to enlarge you and elevate you in order to accomplish my designs. I care so much about it, that I would leave everything aside to reach my purpose. Therefore, be attentive and faithful.